27 minutes to 8. The BBC spends more than £100 million a year on bbc.co.uk. And jolly good, many of the online services are, people seem to think. But some of the corporation's competitors also think it dominates the market unfairly. And today, the BBC Trust will publish the results of its investigation into that charge. Emily Bell is the Director of Digital Technology at The Guardian, and she's on the line. And your worry, Emily Bell, as I understand it, is not that the service isn't good enough. It's almost that it's too good and it's too big.
Yes, that's right. Nobody's complaining that the BBC doesn't offer a good online service, quite the opposite. The problem is that when you look at the scope of the BBC's website now, and it's offering audio and video in great quantities, as well as what I'd describe as the world's biggest online newspaper, it's really hard to see how commercial competitors are going to keep pace with it in the market, particularly now it's decided to serve advertising against its news site.
We should be clear. That isn't going to happen in this country, is it?
No, it's not going to happen in this country, but it is going to affect other players in the market like ourselves, or the Daily Mail, or the Daily Telegraph, or the Times, all of whom have really substantial overseas audiences and who are beginning to find an advertising market in America and other places as well. And the BBC represents, I suppose, an enormous licence fee-funded intervention in those markets. So it's almost as though wherever you go or wherever you turn, the BBC either has an online presence or starts one or begins to change its service in a way that makes it harder and harder for you to compete.
I can see why, from your perspective as a competitor, that's a problem. But from the point of view of consumers, it doesn't sound a particular problem if it is producing good stuff, if it is, as you say, the world's biggest online newspaper and the quality is good.
Well, this is where you say, well, it's good for consumers, but what's actually going to happen here if we don't take a closer look at the BBC services is I think that we're going to lose plurality in the market. Now, we can already see this happening in the radio sector, where commercial radio and the BBC sort of shared about 50% each of the audience 3 or 4 years ago. The BBC's now got a 60% share against a 40% share for commercial. We've seen a real sort of retreat of regional newspapers in the UK who can't afford any longer to run the multiple services that we used to see them running. There's a structural problem in the media market at the moment, which is not to do with the BBC, which is actually to do with the failure of commercial businesses.
Right.
And the issue for the Trust is really how does the BBC play a role in the plural media, as opposed to become the utterly sort of dominant player that it's looking as though it will do in several categories at the moment.
Stay with us, because we have in the studio Dame Patricia Hodgson, Principal of Newnham College, Cambridge, who is responsible for the Trust's report. Do you, and I know your report doesn't come out until later on today, Patricia Hodgson, but do you accept the thrust of what Emily Bell has just said to us?
The reason the Trust chose bbc.co.uk for its first review was that we do have to get the balance right between the BBC offering an excellent service to the audience, to users, and not stifling very good services elsewhere. And it's a particular conundrum with a new service in a new media space, which is changing very fast. As Emily said, the first thing that did reassure us was that audiences were overwhelmingly positive. You know, they said range, quality, reliability, depth. That was very reassuring. But we can't and mustn't stop there for the sorts of reasons that Emily says. We were reassured that when we started work, Ofcom had just done its review of the media market in the UK and did say that while the BBC had made the market in the sense of growing it when it was new, now the rest of it was accelerating very hard and faster.
So,
but nevertheless, we are putting three new protections in place, which I hope Emily will find reassuring. The first is that the service licence, which encapsulates what the site will do, gives security to the audiences, but of course to competitors. We'll now have an annex about what can be expected from each part of the service, news, sport, local, regions and so on, with a budget. And that will be a way of holding each part of the service to account. Secondly, and this is the really important one, each part of the service, not just the service overall, will need to be distinctive. setting itself aside from what you can find elsewhere by a series of criteria. And if in particular areas there is any sense that that market could be overwhelmed by the scale of the BBC, then any developments in that market will be looked at with a proper public value test, separate from this review in addition to it, and with the independent regulator assessing market impact. I think competitors will find that very reassuring.
Final specific point. In that case, what about advertising? I know it doesn't happen in this country, but do you accept that it's legitimate for the BBC to do that on its websites?
We have created terrific value. There are proper fair trading requirements. There's no licence fee supporting. Emily was wrong about that. There's no licence fee supporting international activity, and the world is a big place. There's plenty of room for us all to compete
out
there.
So the answer to that, just to be clear, is yes, you do accept that.
Outside the United Kingdom, yes.
Well, quite a lot there, Emily Bell. Just a final word from you on whether you are in any way reassured by what you've just heard.
Well, I think that these are first steps, and the Trust has been a good internal regulator for the BBC. But I think if you see a commercial decline in the rest of the media, which you will do in the next 2 or 3 years, we've all had very, very sort of robust revenues for the past 10 years, and the BBC's income continues to grow as it will do, keeping pace with inflation at least, then I think that the Trust are going to have to keep coming back to this, because the safeguards sound fine for now, but actually I don't really see where the growth or the innovation is going to come from in the commercial market, and I fear that actually we're going to come out of a recession maybe in 4 or 5 years' time with a much stronger BBC and many more commercial competitors having gone out of business.
Emily, we will come back to it.
There you are. Agreement. Emily Bell, Patricia Hodson, thank you.
Time is 20.